a song for all those weedy bastards who were never picked on a tip rugby team at school, right? The song's called Who Owns the Ball? Shit. This is from the School Days album. When Gazza had first call. All right, then he's on our side. You can go to hell, but you've got to give us Roscoe and 18 guys as well.
No way.
What do you mean, no way? Well, forget it then, and shithead doesn't play. Who says?
We say!
Well, I guess I didn't want to anyway. Mongrels. Wait a minute. Bloody hell. 8 o'clock in the morning was a Mr. Ball, and a ricocheted off a ricochet outside the science hall. Well, the beer was on their faces, the consequence was polite as the ball disappeared forever down inside the tuck shop drain. And I'll tell you something else too, folks. That it was just 8 tenths of the minute as they stood there in a bunch. I took my precious parcel out from underneath my lunch, and I kicked it nonchalantly up against the wash house wall. I waited there till Chica said,
"Hey,
all right, now I want you to go back to your first ever argument in the playground, right? Back in the days when the worst possible thing you could say to the other blokes was to look them right in the eye and repeat everything they said right after them, right? Now you get to the repeat song like this. So I said, oh! I said, oh! I said, you lost your ball, have you? I said, you want to use my ball now, do you? No. I said, all right, you guys can play, but one thing, I get to choose the teams. So I said to Gary, and I said, and after that I said,
Roscoe.
if I learn in school at all, is if you can't play the game of life, you better own the ball. So I said to Gary, come on, I said, the one.
Yes,
the reason that I'm here should be now totally clear. It's that I've got the best balls in town, even after all these years.